Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's nice to be back again today. And I'd just like to thank Jack for coming. I know he mentioned earlier he wondered whether he would be in harmony with what had happened yesterday, but beautifully in harmony, and it was really nice for me to have memories evoked again and to hear Jack's reflections on Ajahn Chah's life and his teachings and impact on him as a person. Just to make a gesture at trying to keep to the topic. It says, how did Ajahn Chah train Westerners? And I realize I'm not really very qualified. Some of those, perhaps like Jack, or perhaps like Ajahn Sumedho or Ajahn Pasano or others who stayed longer in Thailand, might have had the opportunity to see more how Ajahn Chah trained Thais and how that differed with the way that he trained Westerners. I am a Westerner, and I know how Ajahn Chah was with me and with my friends, but it's I suspect that it wasn't that he had a special formula for Westerners. I suspect that he came from that place of seeing things as they are that Jack was talking about this morning and that we've heard about this weekend, and responded intuitively to what was needed, to sensing where people were at. That talk I read yesterday, the wonderful Living with the Cobra, remember how Ajahn Chah responded to this woman from London saying, "You're like a lost child because you're in this strange land and forests far away from home." And he mentioned he had compassion for her, but he did rejoice in her struggles because he knew it would push her to contemplation. In my experience with Ajahn Chah, perhaps I'm in the lost child category, because I tended to receive from him, though he didn't make fun of me in my first meeting that I shared yesterday, my contact with him, he tended to be very loving and very kind. And so my sense of him with Westerners and with me in particular was a very compassionate presence.